And finally tonight, on the political campaign trail, the pace has quickened for the presidential and vice presidential candidates as they dart from one state to the next in the final run toward the November 6th election. Ohio has had the most visits, including yesterday's speech on the economy by GOP vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, an appearance that caught the attention of commentator Plathal Benjamin.
Watching the presidential election unfold, I'm reminded of an observation on the American character posited by the late political theorist and cultural critic Harold Cruz. Americans are anti-intellectual and anti-historical, he declared. One need only look at the opinion polls on likely voting patterns of the American electorate, which has President Obama and challenger Mitt Romney running neck and neck, in order to see the obvious truth of Professor Cruz's observation. In less than 4 years after the Republicans wrecked the economy, despite inheriting a multi-billion-dollar surplus from the Clinton administration, President Obama stepped in and saved the world from a financial catastrophe resulting from a total collapse of the American banking system. Yet while the president has employed innovative policies to restore the economy, the Republican ticket of Romney Ryan are proposing the same policies employed by the Bushmen that led to the great disaster. As President Clinton observed, Ryanomics is Bushonomics on steroids, and the GOP is counting on millions of Americans being too ignorant to recognize it. Alas, this is why Ryan could feel confident in presenting a speech that gets the rhetoric right but the policy wrong yesterday in Cleveland. After reciting the same Republican talking points about the glories of the free market, which he assured us, if left alone without government regulation or taxation, will solve all our problems and provide a new heaven and earth, Ryan closed with the following drivel. Whether we are rich or poor, black or white, American by chance or by choice, we are one nation, he said, rising or falling together. That's the promise of America, and we can make it real in the lives of the many who feel left out. To all those Americans, I ask you to support our campaign, because our cause is yours, and yours is ours, end of quote. The simple fact is that the policies Ryan proposes cannot achieve this promise. It is not as if we are in unfamiliar territory here. We have the recent record of the results of Democratic and Republican economic policies. After 8 years, Bill Clinton left the federal budget balanced and created a surplus while lifting 8 million people out of poverty. Under 8 years of George Bush, the surplus was squandered, the economy wrecked, millions were unemployed, record deficits were created, 8.3 million Americans were reduced to poverty, and poverty rose among children by 3%. When we examine the proposed Ryan prosperity budget, which has been passed by the Republican-controlled House and Romney has previously approved, there's no way to achieve the promises Ryan made in his Ohio speech. For instance, he plans to pay for the $5 trillion tax cuts, the lion's share going to the rich, by cutting funding to programs that serve the neediest Americans by 62%. He would severely cut food stamps, health care benefits, the child tax credit, and the earned income tax credit. Taken together, these programs have prevented millions of Americans, children and adults, from falling below the poverty line and going to bed hungry. This is why the bishops and theologians of his professed Catholic faith have called Ryan's economic vision for America inhumane. It is a doctrine that reflects the vision of ungodly social Darwinist Ayn Rand, whose ideas Ryan is captured on videotape claiming as both his inspiration and guide as a politician. But it does not keep faith with the teaching of Jesus Christ. Hence, even if these policies get him elected vice president, it will not get him into the kingdom of heaven. And life here and now will become a hellish experience for everybody but the rich. From New York City, this is Plathal Benjamin with a commentary on the times.